Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Would you like to know the latest rumor about Lonzo Ball? He and the Bulls could be headed for an $80 million relationship. Though the Pelicans can still be in on the action. They can match. Okay, so the latest rumor from free agency about Lonzo Ball, this is Ball specifically, there are several teams who are in the mix, several teams who are interested in potentially prying him away from the Pelicans. The Pelicans did not sign him to a rookie extension last offseason, and so now you've got other teams that may want to get in on the action. And according to the Bleacher Report, Ball's interested in Chicago, Chicago's interested in Lonzo, and the deal would be about $80 million over 4 years. But then New Orleans would have the option to match. So he's not a restricted, or he's not an unrestricted free agent. But New Orleans still has a say over what happens. But get this. If the Pelicans can land Kyle Lowry, who is right now a hot commodity among those teams looking for point guards, if the Pelicans can flip to Lowry, who's an NBA champion and has a longtime track record, not to mention is an all-star, then they'd be okay with watching Lonzo play elsewhere. So there's a lot of interesting storylines. It's a very tangled web in the NBA, as you know. And free agency begins Monday. What? It's weird. We're not supposed to have NBA free agency in August. But that's also weird. How is it August? It is, you guys. It is. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We're live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Do you need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family? Rocket can. At the Olympics, semifinals in women's soccer, USA, Canada. After the first 45 minutes, no score. It reminds me a little bit of the Gold Cup final on Sunday night in Las Vegas between the USA and Mexico on the men's side. Now, Team USA did not qualify for men's soccer at the Olympics. You would think then that this would be their number one squad in the Gold Cup, except it's not. They actually had very few regulars with them. It was a younger team with a bunch of reserves because the majority of their stars, the majority of their top players are actually preparing for their European seasons. And so it was a team of reserves facing a Mexico club that had 8 starters, but was also depleted because Mexico was not only in the Gold Cup, but in the Nations League, as was Team USA. And then Mexico is in the Olympics, too. Still, if you're comparing number of starters, Mexico had more than the United States. And it was scoreless. After 45 minutes, after 90 minutes, plus stoppage time. I think they added 3 minutes of stoppage time at the end. So then they go into extra time. Not sudden death, but extra time. So it's different than hockey. The first 15 minutes, nothing. Second 15 minutes, I mean, we're getting down to the very end, and they're starting to talk penalty kicks on FS1. 117th minute, if you can believe it. But if you watched all the way through, it was worth your investment.
117th minute, Acosta hooks it into the traffic, a free header, and it's a goal! The United States has scored! Miles Robinson!
Seriously, listen to that crowd in Las Vegas. Listen to that din, that pandemonium in Las Vegas. I love it. Now, there were multiple opportunities for both the Americans and the Mexicans to grab the lead at some point before 117 minutes, but it didn't happen. Such is the nature of football. And Miles Robinson on a free kick, a set piece, connects, heads home their goal in 117 minutes of scoreless football is erased. And it stands up. Now, it was tense there for the next few minutes. They also had stoppage time, but 1-0 the final in the Gold Cup. Pretty amazing. And I know right now you can make lots of jokes about USA men's soccer. I can't make the jokes because it hurts me. It hurts me that they've been so bad, missing out on the World Cup in 18, not qualifying for the Olympics, and they've been largely using a bunch of young guys. They've been largely trying to build up their young group. And they don't always have access to Christian Pulisic, who is, of course, their star. I will never forget, after they missed out on the World Cup in 18, the game against Trinidad and Tobago, Christian wrote a letter/article for the Players Tribune in which he had counted the number of days until the next World Cup. And he was, of course, heartbroken. They were all devastated. You lost to Trinidad and Tobago. So, the United States has been trying to build back up, but missed out on the Olympics. Meanwhile, the women continue to dominate in their sport. But here they are, Gold Cup champions against Mexico. So, it was worth the wait to get to the 117th minute. And then champions. So much packed into that word. USA. It was weird, though. I have to tell you, it's weird to watch the Gold Cup final when there's all these Olympic events going on and it's halfway across the world in Las Vegas. Nothing to do with the Olympics. But it was exciting. And as for the Olympics, there's plenty still to come in week number two. As I say, we're watching live the USA and Canada in women's soccer, the semifinals at the Tokyo Games. Swimming is done. I hope you enjoyed it. It wrapped up on Saturday night with a flourish, an exclamation point for Team USA. A world record in the men's 4x100 meter individual medley. Or it was a relay, but each one with one of those legs, the fly, the breast, the back, and then the freestyle. Caleb Dressel, part of that, his fifth gold medal. And so it was a perfect way to wrap up the sessions in the pool with Katie Ledecky cheering. I hope that you enjoyed the swimming. And now it's full bore in a track and field. We've already done the 100 meters. So Jamaican women dominated the women's 100 meters. An Italian man born in Texas is now the world's fastest man. 9.8 seconds, and he came from behind. There was an American who was chugging toward the finish line, and I thought Team USA might end up with the gold. Instead, it's Lamont Marcel Jacobs. His friends call him Marcel. And he comes from behind, crosses the line first, and gets the Italian medal, the first ever 100-meter medal for the Italians, which is just awesome. So America's Fred Curley ended up with a silver medal, got passed right at the end. But it's kind of funny because the other guys in the race, they didn't all know who Jacobs was. It's like one of those team sports moments when some guy comes out of nowhere, hits a walk-off home run. Or in basketball, when you're trying to diss your opponent and someone asks you about Oh, hey, LeBron, what about this guy? Who is that? I don't know who that is. It's supposed to be an insult. But in this case, yeah, they actually didn't know who he was. But super cool. He had to go searching for an Italian flag because there wasn't one readily available. But someone threw one to him in the stadium, from the stadium. By the way, for an Olympic Games that is supposed to have no fans, there have been a lot of people in the stands. And it's partially because the track and field delegations, specifically in the stadium, they're huge. So some of the major countries, the countries that are bringing not just track, like track athletes, runners, but also the field events. So long jump, high jump, triple jump, all that jazz, shot put, la, 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 la. These delegations are large. And then they've got coaches. You can bring your individual coaches. You've got your team coaches. You've got just in general, the people who are keeping everybody on track. And because of that, there are a lot more people in the stands than you would think. They're not locals, but there's a ton of people at these events. And then you think about swimming. You had all the different swimming teams. Team USA alone is dozens and dozens of people. And so they're able to be there and cheer for their teammates when they're in the pool. And so it's cool. It's good that it's not silent. It's nowhere near silent. It's not quite the same volume, not quite the same decibel levels as if they were local fans in the stands. But it's definitely not quiet. And I appreciate the fact that NBC and the family of networks is not pumping in fake crowd noise. They're not doing that. So that actually makes it much more authentic to me. But I haven't noticed. I haven't been put off by the fact that it's so super quiet. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Always good to hear from you. Our phone number, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. So as I mentioned a couple times already on the show, Chris Paul has declined his option with the Suns, so he's leaving $44 million on the table, apparently very confident that he and Phoenix can come up with a more desirable contract or that there's something else out there. Kawhi Leonard, but don't be surprised by this one. I highly doubt he's changing teams. This just gives he and the Clippers a better position to be able to plan for the future. But this is the number that is going to blow you away. You want to wake up on a Monday morning? How about this? This is insane. Kawhi Leonard could right now sign a 4-year max deal. But if he does a 1-year deal with an option for another one, it's just all semantics. If he signs a deal for just next season and then the two sides can get out of it again, because of the time accrued with the Clippers and in the NBA, he will then be able to sign a 5-year max deal worth $47 million per season. Kawhi Leonard, $47 million per season. And this is not a knock on Kawhi, only that he has had some injuries at critical times. Now, he also has two NBA Finals MVPs, but he's missed a fair amount of time over the course of his career. And is there an athlete more closely associated with load management than Kawhi Leonard? And this guy, who's got rings and blings, could make $47 million a year. And before you say he's not worth it, you're worth whatever an employer is willing to pay you. I don't care how many people would tell me I'm not worth $47 million a year. If someone offered me that, hell yeah. Just like you would take it. I take 1 year at that. That would take care of me and my family for generations to come. I take half of that, but that doesn't matter because it's not on the table. If the Clippers are going to pay him that with TV money and the salary cap starting to skyrocket, plus there's always, the NBA has more loopholes in their salary cap than they might as well not even have one in some cases. The NFL has a true hard salary cap, but a lot of the other sports, there's ways around everything. And so Kawhi Leonard, Chris Paul, both declining their options. You're going to hear a lot about Kyle Lowry, and it shouldn't surprise you that there are a ton of different teams who are interested in signing Kyle, but one team that's surfacing early on the Miami Heat. One column, and this is from Adrian Wojnarowski. I don't know if you could call it a Woj bomb or not, but this is from Woj. He calls the Heat front runners to land Kyle Lowry. And then you think about the group they've got. Jimmy Butler, part of that, of course. Would this mean Goran Dragic had to go? Probably. But Lowry has championship experience. And, of course, he has got a lot of mileage, a lot of wisdom, a lot of everything, veteran presence that he could bring to that locker room. And he's a guy who, like Jimmy Butler, maybe not quite the same edginess to him, but like Jimmy Butler, is tenacious. He's a leader. He sets the tone. I mean, he's been through the ringer, but he's come out as a champion on the other side. I know Toronto fans would hate to see him go because he's been with them forever. But there are going to be some attractive options out there, especially for a guy who wants to compete and wants to compete now. And so that's just scratching the surface. Free agency officially begins this afternoon, but lots of chatter already. Oh, and if you're the athletes, like Russell Westbrook, LeBron, Anthony Davis, you can casually get together at Starbucks for a coffee. Or something. You can get together at the library, check out some books, and while you're doing it, you can talk about how you want to play together with the Lakers. Funny how that happens. That's not tampering. That's just BFFs hanging out. The NBA, where everyone plays with his BFF. Some guy got so mad at me, he actually called me a bunch of names when I tweeted that last week about how it's the NBA where everyone plays with his BFF. And he goes on and on about how these guys are best friends. They don't even know each other. Oh, yeah, that's all. They just got together ahead of time and worked the whole thing out. A la LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh in Miami. A la Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant, James Harden in Brooklyn. Give me a break. Of course they're talking about ahead of time. Of course they are. No franchise makes a move like this without consulting its stars, especially if you have LeBron James on your roster. So remember what happened in Cleveland. If everything doesn't go through LeBron James, rut-row, you get an unhappy superstar. So we'll see. It's weird to have NBA free agency in August, but that's where we are. All right, we're keeping our eyes on the semifinals of women's soccer at the Olympics. USA, Canada, still scoreless. 55 minutes in, so early in the second half. If you missed it, USA women's basketball has won now 52 consecutive games, if I remember the number correctly. They're into the quarterfinals after a victory over France. So we're getting down to the nitty-gritty. Still a lot happening in the stadium, the track and field. If you remember my interview with Vashti Cunningham, who is Randall Cunningham's daughter, she literally jumps the last 2 days of the Olympics. That crazy? You have to wait all the way through these first 2 weeks. But women's high jump doesn't come up until next weekend. I mean, until this coming weekend, the end of the games, right before the closing ceremonies. So on Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence, 855-212-4227. Hope you had an awesome weekend. Gorgeous weather in a lot of places. I still can't believe it's August.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast. Amy Lawrence.
Well, that's pretty amazing. Three Cubs, well, of the Cubs, dealt. The three sluggers, Anthony Rizzo, Javi Baez, Chris Bryant, who go to the Yankees, the Mets, and the Giants, respectively, all homer in their first games with their new teams. You hear John Sterling on the Yankees radio network. Howie Rose on the Mets radio network, and finally the Giants radio network. And for Chris Bryant, he will admit he felt a little pressure after his former teammates Rizzo and Baez went deep. He kind of felt like, uh-oh, well, I can't be letting these Giants fans down.
I couldn't not join the group. And you guys in the media were asking me before the game, you know, if I felt any pressure to hit a homer. I said I didn't, but I kind of did a little bit. So I'm glad I was able to deliver.
First game with the Giants already paying off, and he says he feels like he's been in San Francisco all year. He's falling in love with San Francisco, with the team, and with his teammates, this new situation. And, of course, why not? What player, if you have to be shipped out of your comfort zone, if you have to go somewhere new, well, you hit the jackpot, baby. Chris Bryant landed with the team sporting the best record in Major League Baseball in what is the best division, one of the best divisions in Major League Baseball. 66 wins now after he helped the Giants to a victory on Sunday. They are still 3 games ahead of the Los Angeles Dodgers, who went out and made a huge splash. I would say that's one reason why the Giants couldn't stand pat. And minutes before the trade deadline, they acquire Chris Bryant. And so it's Giants, Dodgers, Padres, all above 61 wins. How about that? 3 teams, same division, 60-plus wins. Now, in the case of the Mets and the Yankees, a little bit different, right? The Mets are in first place, but the entire season, largely first place with no other teams in the East above 500. It's the strangest thing. The Mets would be in, they'd be in fourth place in the NL West. They would be in third place in the NL Central, but they'd be a good 8 games back. You don't get to pick, it's like when people say you don't get to pick your family. You don't get to pick your division. You can't do anything about it. I mean, it's either feast or famine if you look around right now. The Yankees, who get Rizzo, and of course, going for broke, they bring in Gallo as well. They are 8 games above 500, but they're 7 games back of the Rays, who are in first place in the AL East. And so you don't pick your family and you don't pick your division. You got to play the cards that you're dealt. And in this case, you play the teams that are surrounding you. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. This portion of the show is sponsored by DoorDash. DoorDash makes back-to-school shopping easy by getting your school essentials delivered to your door. Download the DoorDash app today. Max Scherzer expected to make his first start for the Dodgers coming up on Wednesday. So that'll be a huge deal. Missing guys, of course, with injuries. Dustin May, we've seen Clayton Kershaw injured. And so that race in the West is dynamic, juicy, delicious. Good to see Mookie Betts back on the field as well. All right, so try this on for size. First week of August. NBA free agency starts today. NHL is going through its draft and free agency process. Major League Baseball just passed the trade deadline. Guys getting settled in. New contenders or new faces with contenders expected to give them a boost. We'll see come October how many of these guys made an impact, a palpable impact, even as we watch the postseason bracket take shape. So we're just past the trade deadline. In baseball, this is supposed to be the dog days of summer. Not in 2021. OMG. In football, well, even when there are no training camps, I feel like I've done that about 17 times on the show tonight. It's like I've been watching Equestrian and I'm playing the part of the horse. Do you know how often, if you watch Equestrian, poor Brian, he's half asleep in there, but let's see if we can rope him into a conversation and get him to remain upright. Poor guy has worked, I think, 24 hours straight. But thank you for coming in, Brian. Have you ever watched Equestrian, or did you watch any of it at these Olympics?
I have not, actually.
Do you know what Equestrian is?
It's when they take the horses, right? And then they, like, it's like an obstacle course.
It is, for the horses. Although the riders have to remain aboard and, of course, have to coach the horses.
Very talented horses.
But it's very often that the horses balk. They don't feel like it. They just aren't going to do it.
I wish our athletes could do that.
Well, you know, there are balks called in things like baseball, but also false starts. In fact, it's brutal when you get disqualified for a false start and you've worked your entire life to line up on the start line for the 100 meters. They were missing a guy in the 100 meters in the men's race because he false started. And there was just an open spot there because he got disqualified. He was DQ'd. Anyway, it's actually relatively often that a horse balks at an obstacle and refuses to do it. And the funny part is that the horses, they are the ones who are actually in charge of winning the medals, right? I mean, maybe they get extra oats. They get extra hay. They get a padded stable on their flight home. But the horses also make the team. So it's not just the riders. The riders don't get to pick their favorite horse. It's riders and horses who make the team.
Do they have tryouts like the horses?
Yeah. Well, they go through trials. I mean, absolutely. It's the how the horse performs, and it's a cumulative type of a thing. So it's riders, yes, but it's also horses. And the horses are selected separately, not just because they are, you know, a favorite mount of a particular rider.
Do you think they get nervous going into the tryout?
I do not think they get nervous, but I do think they're ornery. I mean, they're animals. You can only control them so much. I have a friggin' dog and a 13-year-old cat, and I can control nothing. They still walk on my head at 5:30 in the morning. Well, the cat does, on a Saturday and Sunday when I don't need to be awake. On Sunday morning, it was the dog. Penny decided she was tired of sleeping. My dog sleeps 18 hours a day, but she can't sleep when I sleep. Why is that?
It's a rough life for her.
It is a rough life. But so at 7 o'clock on Sunday morning, I didn't have to be awake until 8:15 before I had to get to church and teach the kiddos. Yeah, no, she didn't care. It was time to get up. And so I had to get up because she had to get up. So, yeah, talk about controlling your pets. No. The pets run my life, not the other way around. So it does actually make me giggle a little bit when the horses refuse to do the... Now, I hope they aren't afraid, and I certainly don't want them to get injured. It's the worst when a horse gets injured doing one of these obstacles or if there's a fall of some sort. So that I don't want. But I do think it's somewhat humorous when the horse just decides, nah, not today.
I wish we just had more of that in sports. I mean, the USA basketball team kind of did that to start, right?
Nah, not today.
They kind of just felt like we're not showing up yet.
Just not yet.
We're going to wait till the quarterfinals.
We're going to wait till it matters.
I mean, that is basically what they did.
We're going to save it for when the bright lights are on.
It worked.
So I'm really impressed that you actually know what equestrian is. That's good. It's good news. Thank you for participating.
Big equestrian fan.
Uh-huh. I can tell. 855-212-4227. We're keeping our eyes on the semifinals of the USA and Canada. Man, the Americans have had multiple point-blank shots. In fact, the last few minutes have been played entirely in Canada's end of the field. They've had a couple of, I'm not joking, point-blank kicks or headers that the goalie just happened to be right place, right time for Canada. But they've dominated these last few minutes. This is for a spot in the women's soccer final in Tokyo. And just recently, even as Brian and I were talking about equestrian, we saw, let's see, Carly Lloyd, Morgan Press, and Megan Rapinoe all come off the bench and get into the game for a second half spurt here, but it's still scoreless in this semifinal battle going on in Tokyo.
Rose Lavelle scoring the winner.
You can find me on Twitter, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. Do you know that they're showing the stats right now? Canada has not one official shot on goal in this game. The Americans have three. Canada has the big Zippo.
Whew. Decent defense.
Yeah, it's a stalemate. Plus, these two teams know each other well. Okay, I'm going to stop stealing Erica's thunder because she's got stuff to do. So we'll finish up with some football here as we head up toward the top of the hour.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Lauren. Amy, what it do? How you doing?
I'm doing well.
I'm a first-time caller, long-time listener. You are truly an asset in this business that you're in, and I enjoy you.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You guys, I might cry. I'm not kidding. I seriously might cry. I'm on the verge of tearing up. But can I say this first before I do anything else? This is a spoiler alert. If you do not want to know the Olympic results, you need to tune out right now because I cannot keep this to myself. This is so amazing. All right, so I'm going to give you 5 seconds. I'm counting in my head. If you want to tune out, because I'm about to spoil it if you haven't seen it. I haven't seen it, but Twitter tells me so. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I'm not joking. I seriously am really emotional over this. All right, first thing you heard with Erica Herskowitz. Simone Biles will attempt to compete in the balance beam individual final. Okay, so it's the last event remaining. The other individual finals are all done. She pulled out of vault. She pulled out of the uneven bars, and she pulled out of the floor exercise. But she is going to attempt to compete despite her struggles, both mentally and physically. She's talked about how she's lost her awareness in the air. She's had what they call the twisties in gymnastics. But after being evaluated every single day, Simone is going to compete in the individual finals on balance beam. Those take place on Tuesday. So I'm not exactly sure when we'll see it. Maybe Tuesday night, prime time here. Maybe not until Wednesday. But Tuesday in Tokyo. Now get this. She was replaced in not only the individual all-around competition, but also the individual finals for the floor exercise by Jade Carey. Jade, 21 years old, of Phoenix. I talked about her last week, because we watched her compete in place of Simone in the all-around competition. She is an incredible vaulter. She had the best rotation on vault in that all-around competition late last week. She was first place after the vault. She managed to do a great routine on the uneven bars, but when they got to balance beam, she fell off. She got sideways. She was off-center and fell off. And she was devastated. I was devastated. I felt terrible for her. Her first opportunity to compete, she gets this challenge in the all-around because Simone Biles pulls out. Now, Jade had the numbers to qualify for the all-around, but there's a limit, only 2 gymnasts per country, and of course, Suni Lee was already in. Anyway, she falls off the balance beam. Her dad's her coach. The cameras are on her. She's devastated. Her teammates were devastated for her, but she couldn't recover. You can't recover in a competition that tight. Then, as if that disappointment wasn't enough, when she competes in vault, as she's running down the runway and about to get up on the spring and do her vault, which, again, she's a great vaulter. She's one of the best in the world. She trips. And so as she trips, she loses momentum. She obviously doesn't have the speed to carry her, and she has to change her vault in the air. Believe it or not, she did it without dying. She did it without falling. But again, she's devastated. And her dad comes to her and wraps his arm around her and tries to console her. But this is her opportunity, right? 2 huge events for her with great potential, and she falls and trips. And her face says it all. She just competed in the floor exercise. Once again, in place of Simone Biles. You guys, she won gold. Jade Carey just found some redemption. I cannot wait to see it. I haven't seen it. I don't believe it's airing live on any of NBC's channels. I think what they're waiting to do is show it in prime time. But of course, there are people in Tokyo who are watching. 21-year-old Jade Carey, after a roller coaster ride, after disappointment, gets back out there in place of Simone, wins a gold medal in floor exercise. Oh, my heart. This is what sports is all about. Not just the Olympic spirit, but resiliency. This young woman probably was nervous, not to mention disappointed in herself, angry, frustrated. She let those 2 huge opportunities go by, but mentally was tough enough to get out there and do the floor exercise of her life. And now she's a gold medalist, and nothing will ever change that. And I maintain, and this is sports, but also real life, it always means more when you've suffered for it. Any accomplishment, you'll never take it for granted when you've come so close and been denied, when you've come so close and you failed. Can you imagine how much more this means to Jade? It makes all the suffering worth it. So congratulations to Jade Carey. I just saw Suni Lee congratulating her on Twitter as well. And then the big news, of course, Simone Biles will compete in the balance beam. I hope I didn't spoil anything for you. If I did, I am very sorry. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. By the way, the USA just hit a header off the crossbar and was so close to tying Canada. So this happened during our break. In fact, it happened right after Erica Herskowitz gave you the update. It was still scoreless in the 72nd minute. Moments later, Canada scored. I missed it because I was looking down, reading off Twitter about the gymnastics, so I did not see the goal. I haven't seen it yet, but Fleming for Canada got the first and only goal to this point of the game, and the United States have been peppering the Canadian keeper with shots, point-blank shots, and Carly Lloyd just hit one off the crossbar. And so at this point, it's still scoreless for the United States, 1-0 Canada, and they're into the 86th minute. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. Did I tell you I was going to be emotional? I couldn't help it. I'm going to try not to spoil it for my mom because we love the gymnastics. And I knew, for instance, that Suni Lee won the all-around gold last week. And so as much as I enjoyed watching it, I already knew what happened. Now I know what happens in the floor exercise, and I'm even more excited about watching it, but I don't want to spoil it for mom. All right, couple of things. Over the weekend, of course, we do not know about Carson Wentz, the Colts quarterback that they brought in. They traded for him specifically. They gave up more than any other team would because they believed Carson was the missing piece. So now they're waiting on some definitive word about his foot injury. And while they do have a great sense of optimism that this is not a season-ending injury, they don't know for sure. And they're waiting on a foot expert, a foot doctor, to read his scans and to evaluate him. So we don't have any extra news. Poor Frank Reich not only has to deal with that, but he also is in COVID protocol, so he's not with his team right now. As for the Xavier Howard situation in Miami, he's practicing, but he still wants out. So the latest with Brian Flores, he was a guest on the Joe Rose show. They're still hoping that they can keep him in the fold for the 21 season.
Well, there's a way. I think we just, you know, continue to have discussions with him, his representation, and keep the lines of communication open. You know, continue having dialogue, and hopefully, you know, work something out.
There's also the situation in Arizona where Chandler Jones has asked to be traded. And so it's getting dicey now. It's difficult at this time of the year because not that there aren't teams out there willing to make deals, but you're talking about more limited resources, right? Draft picks that wouldn't help a team until next year. And depends, you know, some teams are up against the salary cap, and so it's a little tougher for them to make moves, especially for a high-profile player. For now, though, Xavier Howard is practicing with the Dolphins. He is on the team, and Brian Flores is spewing, where there's a will, there's a way, baby. Okay, so how about this? There will be no intrigue, no mystery around Nick Chubb because he signs a 3-year contract extension over the weekend. Great news for those of you who believe that the dual running back situation, so the two star backs with Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt, are the key to success for the Cleveland Browns offense. Yes, Baker Mayfield, but you understand what I'm saying. And so here is this Chubb piece that falls into place, $36.5 million roughly for a 3-year extension, $20 million in guaranteed money. Now, he can be a free agent again before he's 30, which is huge for a running back. But they're coming off Cleveland's first playoff victory in 26 years, and Chubb was a major piece of that. But anyone you ask in Cleveland, and this includes head coach Kevin Stefanski going into his second year, will tell you last year was just the beginning. We're not going to rest on that.
It's really competitive. There's some great teams. There's great coaches. So year in and year out, it's hard, and we get that. So that's where our guys are up for the challenge. We're not going to think too much or think too far ahead of ourselves, but totally recognize that this league is it's difficult, and you'll get reminded every once in a while how difficult it is.
So I know there are a lot of excited Browns fans out there. Excuse me, man. There goes the perfect show. Just kidding. It was gone a long time ago. Browns fans out there, and I had a conversation with Zig Fricassi of Sirius XM NFL Radio, who was just off the air when he joined us last night, earlier in the show. And it was great to talk to him about the strength of the AFC North, potentially the best division in football. NFC West is right in there as well. We talked about all the major storylines, including the fallout from Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay and what the Colts do now in the wake of the Carson Wentz injury. So, of course, they've signed Brett Hundley. They also have the rookie Sam Ellinger. Could you imagine if the Texas rookie ends up playing sometime this year? I hope for Frank Reich and Carson that he is able to play this season, but that's tough. Also, if you missed it, one accuser now willing to go on camera, Nia Reese Lewis-Smith, did a big interview with Tasha Kay on YouTube in which she shares her account of her massage sessions with Deshaun Watson. These are her allegations, her account, but to hear her talk about it, it's fairly damning. They're into stoppage time in Tokyo. Canada still leads the USA 1-0. It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio. Boom!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.